Today's daf is daf nun zayin. We're right up by the Halak and Mishnah. Elu devarim she'esh lehem chazaka. Elu devarim she'en lehem chazaka. So up until now, we've been discussing the chazaka, a normal chazaka on property, which a person has a taina, where he used the totseret of the field for a number of years, and he claims that he has shtar. But there's other types of usages, some of which are considered to be a chazaka for such a use, particularly, and some are not. For instance, hayam amid behima bechatzer. Suppose that he kept his animal in the front yard, where other houses open into the chatzer, or tanur, or rechayim, or kirayim, or perhaps he would have little chickens that he would grow in there in the chatzer, or he would be noten zivlo bechatzer. He would put now his compost pile in that chatzer. At this point, we're assuming that he's not a member of the chatzer. That's not considered to be a chazak. Aval asam chitzel ve'emto gavo asarat vachim. However, if he built something in the chatzer, so he made like a little stall for his animal, or he built such a little stall for a tanur, or a kirayim, or a rechayim, or he actually brought tanagolim into the house instead of into the chatzer. Others learn that he built a little house of tarnagolim, which would be the equivalent of built a chicken coop. And he actually made a specific place to put now his zevel. So he made it either gavoa or amok shlosha. So amok shlosha, gavoa shlosha, arezo chazaka. So the Rashbam learns that the discussion over here is a classic chazaka, but it's not a chazaka for the ownership of the property. It's a chazaka for this particular use of the property. So he claims that this guy sold him the rights to do these things. There was no mechav 3 years. Therefore, he tainas that it's his, that the other guy can't come along now and claim that he never sold it to him. Okay, hoshayla on such a thing, is it a minute to make a shtar necessarily? Isn't the whole thing independent? On shtar, it goes back to the original questions we asked on Rava, questions of Baal Yashiv. Is it dependent on how makbid a person is? Why would that be sufficient to make a chazaka? But as we've seen earlier in similar cases, we said that once we've established the shear of Shalei Shanim, even though the Maisa initially it was a function of shtaris, it may well be that that became now the accepted shear which a person has to be mecha if he wants to taina that he never did a mechira. In any event, but it's all about mechira. There's a continuation of the dinim that we had until now. As we're going to find out, these are not really chazokas for kinyan in somebody else's property. What we're really talking about is a chatzar which you also own a home. The question over here is, lagabe shotafim, what the situation is. Is it considered to be a chazaka for usage? Now that, of course, gets into the other question. These are things that a person damages another person or inconveniences another person. We spoke about the machlokes rishonim much earlier in the Masechta, about whether there's such a thing as chazaka and nezikin. Remember, we had the sugya. Certainly, there's no chazaka for nezikin. That's where he's eisa b'tark shalai. In things that have to do with smells or smoke, we said, because over there, even if a person had agreed, he could say, I thought I would be able to tolerate it. I can't really tolerate it. But here we're not talking about b'tark shalai. As it's going to turn out, l'maisa, the Rimigash understands the whole sugya as not talking about a chazaka with 3 years. It's not referring to where the guy tainas he bought it. It has to do with mechila. However, it's only because we're dealing with chatzar shutafim, as we'll see. So the Rimigash learns, the Ramban learns like this, it brings from the Gaonim like this, that when it comes to shutafim, it has nothing to do with owning the land. In other words, if they came to do a chaluka in this chatzar, the fact that he used it for this would give him no rights whatsoever. We're talking about mechila of a shutef, which is a sort of type of chalukah, in which once you agree, you can't take it back. So let's say we're both shutefim, and I say, okay, you know what, you can use it for that. So let's say you can use it for that. I'm basically giving you the zechus that you have as a shutef, which is not from me, that's your ownership. I'm just defining how far your ownership is going to extend into mine, but that's a real din in ba'alut. So even though it doesn't give you a din in, after the shutafut is batel, and we do a chaluk on the chatzah, but until such a time, you would indeed have rights to use it. This is a unique case, according to Rebbe Gash. It has nothing to do with the general dinim, where we need to actually prove that you bought something. The guy's not even tining, he bought something. And it has nothing to do with 3 years. says the Rimi Gash. If the guy is mevater, he's mevater. It's similar to giving rights to a shutaf. Now, the different ways of learning the sugya also are immediately nageya, which is why I mentioned it now, the Gemara's kash. Gemara wants to know, what is the nafkanina between the reisha and the seifa? In both cases, in our original assumption that we're talking about somebody else's rishus. So then in both cases, no normal human being is going to allow a stranger to walk into his yard to be mommy to behemoth, even if he's not making a stall. So, I mean, the way the Rashbam is learning, the question is, if in the Sefer you're able to be Kaveh HaChazaka with a stall, you should be able to be Kaveh HaChazaka in 3 years with the Amadas Behemah. Because people would be Mecha in 3 years, just like they would for a stall. The way the Rimi Gash learns the Sugya in the end, that we're referring over here, not to a Chazaka of Shalish Shanim, so then the question would be the opposite. Why should you Bichlal be able to have a Chazaka? You don't have a chazaka with one, you shouldn't have a chazaka with the other either. What's the difference if you made a stall? If you hold that a mechila doesn't give you a chazaka, I would give you a chazaka over here. To which we will answer ultimately that we're talking about shutafim, and therefore it's a different halacha. Fine. So according to the Rashbam, if 3 years are enough to be keveya, that the person wasn't mecha in a usage that is generally intolerable, so a usage of being maimed a behemah and putting in your compost into somebody else's chutzner is intolerable. So there we should also have a chazaka. So what's an afkamina with the ratio of seifa? Omar Ula, look, the truth is that kol she'ilu b'nichse hager kana, this is a fascinating conclusion to the sugya that we had, previous sugya, which had to do with really the way in which the word chazaka is used in completely different ways. Making a chazaka and a nichse hager seem to be almost a borrowed term, that you're going to be machzik, so that your chayzek will be expressed over the land. Okay, if this is the first time that all of a sudden comes along now ulashit, to say that indeed there's a connection between, it's a very surprising statement, because it certainly violates everything we've seen until now. I was going to ask, there's a connection between the chazaka, which can be used for nichse hager, and the chazaka as a raya in nichse chavere. This fits in much better, not with the Rashbam's approach, but where the chazaka is indeed similar to the sense of raya like the Rimi Gash, in that if you weren't mecha, you said it's okay, so you let me have it. See, the way the Rashbam is learning, it's really outrageous. But what should be the connection between the two? But in any event, so the Ula says, if you would be kena b'nichse hager, so then you could be kena with that type of usage in nichse chaverai by his lack of necha for 3 years. Because she'il b'nichse hager lo kana, if what you were doing wouldn't be a kinyan b'nichse hager. Clearly putting your animal in a nichse hager doesn't prove anything. Because the chazak in nichse hager is only where you actually did something to the actual property. So you would have to be bona. That makes sense that you say already bona chatzera in the chatzera. So then the Mishnah would make sense. If it was Kenev and Nichse Ager, so then it would be Kenev and Nichse Ager. But if Nichse Ager lo kana like Hamada, usage, as opposed to changing the karka, so the Nichse Ager lo kana, meaning it wouldn't serve as a raya, doesn't have to do with the Kenyan. The Kenyan over here was Ayde Kesev, Ayde Shtar, but the Chazaka wouldn't be a raya to the Kenyan in Nichse Ager. Maskevar of Sheshes, that is outrageous. There's obviously no connection between the two, because Kalala, you want to say that is a klal? I mean, look, you can use a svara and tell me that in these cases you need to do something that's more impactful on it, but to make it dependent in nichse hager is crazy. I mean, you take a look, bedavka, that the things that are kena in terms of chazaka's araya are bedavka the opposite of the things that you're kena with, as we mentioned before. When it comes to chazaka's araya, the idea is utilizing the produce. Utilizing the produce doesn't give you a chazaka nichse hager. And when it comes to nichse hager, it would mean doing something for the land, like plowing. Plowing doesn't give you a chazaka in somebody else's property. As we said before, he's very happy. Go plow your heart out. I'll be very happy to use your work. Why should I be mecha if you're improving my land? It's the exact opposite. So nichse hager is not only not connected, if anything, it's a mirror image. Let's say, says the Gemara, near. Now, but nichse hager kana, you go ahead and you plow. That's a kinyan for nichse hager, but it's certainly, but nichse hager is a raya to chazaka. It's not cutting anything, because the guy doesn't want to be meich against you doing work in his field. Only when he wants to be meich against you taking his perot, and vice versa, achilat perot, which is the ultimate riot, the nitzich haverai, that you had a kinyan, and therefore I should have been meich. There would be kena, but it's the agar is not kena at all because you're eating, but that doesn't show that you're the buyer. El amar of nachman amar rabba ba'avua. You missed the whole point. This is a unique case. We're talking about over here, chotzer ha-shutafim askina. So now, one of the shutafim, let's say, kept his behema in the chotzer for 3 years, the way the Rashbam is learning. Or, according to Rimi Gash, took in the other person's area, took rights or did things that normally weren't acceptable in a chotzer, even though the maisa we said before, and Tosfos asked this, I thought we said before, the whole idea is that shutafim can't be machzik one or the other. So this is, first of all, there's a difference between a soda and a chotzer. And a chotzer is right in your face, and it's needed constantly for ingress and egress and so on. It's totally different. Or, I mean, maybe the Gemara is taking for granted the terrors that we said over there. One is talking about we use the whole chotzer. One is talking about they use the half a chotzer. It's dependent on how you learn over there. But certainly it's very possible that the sugya before was talking about a soda. This is talking about a chotzer. It's completely different. So, therefore, b'ha'amadakidi, you put something up there, you leave your behemoth, they're low-capped. So then the guys are going to make a fuss of it, because he also lives in the chotzer. So he understands, you know, sometimes people do things. But I'm a chitzekapte. But you're going to start building there, then already he's going to be mocked, and he would have been mocked, according to Rimi Gash, would be mocked immediately. This doesn't mean he's allowing you the rights for your shutafut to be able to do these things permanently as your shutafut. Asks the Gemara, but is that true? What you're saying, Behamada, stop, to leave your animal there, kiddi, anything else. Lo kapti shutafim are not makbid one or the other. Vatznan, ha-shutafim shenadru hana'azemize, asurim ekanais l'chatzer. Say you have a chatzer that is owned by shutafut with another chatzer, another shutaf. You weren't chaylek the chatzer. So now both of you are owners in every part of the chatzer. Unless you hold the yesh brera. But assuming you hold the in brera, not that it becomes yours as you use it. So then if one asers the other, they aser each other, neither of them are allowed to walk into the chutzah. Because each one is utilizing something that belongs to the other one. Now if you tell me, even a third party, but if people aren't makbid now, but certainly he's not makbid one or the other. So what would be the riot then? If people are lamaiz, you're telling me for a netter it would be us. So for neder it's also, then that means the raya would be even for Amari, so I can't even walk in. And if you say not, then nothing would be a raya. So I don't understand how you're saying this. You're making nafkamina between Hamada and Bilnug Machitz, and here it says, Agabi the Dinim of Nadarim, just walking through is also considered to be a hana'a that the other person owns, and he's not Mavatara. El Amr of Nachun, Amr Rabba Baravua, we're not talking about a chutz in front of a house. If chutz in front of a house, people are makbid even on Hamad. And the Mishnah, when it makes a distinction between Hamad and Binyan Mechitza, it's talking about a rechava, which is achorei abati maskina. We're talking about a backyard. A backyard generally is not used in the same way that a front yard. Front yard, you have to walk in and out. You don't want things there. You don't want it to look like a mess. Backyard backs up against an alley. It's not used for coming in, coming out. As we know, people leave junk in the backyard. And if Lamaisa, it's a joint property, and there's a lot of different houses, they're not that makbid one on the other. So to start building in the back, that definitely will be makbid. Stam to be ma'amida be'ima, they won't be makbid, but I'm a chitza captain. Rav Papa Omar, idi v'idi b'chatzar ha-shutafim. Not true. We just talk about a chatzar ha-shutafim. And the truth is, there's no rule in the issue. Ikir a captive, ikir a low captive. You're asking from the dorm. And the Dorim is Isser. If I'm not sure if the guy is Makbid, so then it's a Suffolk Dereis. I have to go to Chomres. I'm also to come in. I don't know how to define these people's dot. So therefore, I'm going to have to be Machmer when it comes to Mamay. So over there, the question is, it's only going to be considered a Chazaka if I would have had to be Machmer, so to speak, not to use it. Because I have to assume the guy's Makbid. When it comes to Mamay, I can go to Kuma. Why should I assume the guy's going to be Makbid? So therefore, if it would come to the Shaila of Gezel, do I have a right to put an act? I could be. You know, until the guy tells me he's Makbid, I'll assume it's okay. So over there, I'll be Makel. Because first, I need to establish that it's someone else's money before I'm going to be Makbid on Gezel. They don't know if it's somebody else's money. Maybe it's a makpid on it. Therefore, when it comes to establishing a chazak, how can I say the guy should be meicher? You could tell you what, the same way you felt it was mutter for you. You wouldn't walk into a store and walk out with something saying maybe the owner of the makolet is a makpid if I walk out just with a bottle of soda. But over here, you came in. Obviously, you came in thinking that I'm not makpid. If you came in thinking I'm not makpid, I don't have to be meicher either. That's how I see it. So therefore, your claim that you bought it, and no, you would have walked in anyway. And the male, you can't bring a raya. Therefore, there's no connection between the dorim, where I have to be machmer, and mama, and wearing the lakula. Ravina says, it has nothing to do with the dorim. Your assumption was that if someone is not machmer, so then I can be nene from his thing, because it's as if I'm being nene from Hefter, because he really isn't machmer. However, says Ravina, that's not true according to all the shittas. As we know, there's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer who holds that even something that is done entirely without any consideration for the individual for whom it's done, it's just vitur, is also asr when it comes to nadarim. So when once you asr enough from a person, it's considered to be coming from the person, even though he's not makban on who gets it. Therefore, Taina is Ravina, how money Rabbi Eliezer? It's going alibin Rabbi Eliezer. The tiny Rebbe Eliezer Omer, afila vitur asur b'mudarana'a. So therefore, if a guy, let's say, would generally not be makbet on something, he's mevater. But once there's an isra anah that you create, I don't want to be neder from you, then there's no such thing as, he doesn't care, he's mevater. But your neder made it asur, whether he's mevater or not. So therefore, how you bring me a raya, that it must be that shutvim or makbet, even on amada, just because, and when it comes to nedarim, I'm not allowed to do that, obviously. Because that would be vitur. But it's also, obviously, it's not a chazaka if people aren't makbid. Therefore, we need the mechitza when it comes to creating the chazaka. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Vano, you should know that bakol shutafin makbim zetzeh. Any usage that impacts the way I feel about my chazaka, I could stop you. Only one thing I can't stop you, which is like a takona that the Rabbanan made, Chutz min akvisa, some learn that it's taken into consideration as a numdana when people buy things, that when it comes to washing, doing the wash, where women do the wash, Maestro Mechalik, there were places where men would do the wash, so then this wouldn't be true, but where women do the wash, in our country, but not Israel, lead bazot al hanahar, is the accepted in the accepted gears in most places. Now it's not the derech of Jewish women to go out at the Nahar, which is where they would, if they can't do the kvisa in their homes, then they're going to have to go to the public washing area, which is the Nahar. It means that they're going to have to sit there in the water, basically, is what they do, which means they have to roll up their dress, they have to take off their shoes, roll up their hands. It's very natsanua. And it's a bizayon. They're not going to do that. But Mela, it's taken for granted that when a householder owns a house in a chutz and a shutaf, that's part of his rights.
The laundry gets done in the chutz.
Yeah. The otzeme inav mir otbara. What is the big godless of somebody who closes his eyes not to see evil? I mean, lechaira, that's mi ikra din. Here the Navi's listing all kinds of incredible things. Helech tzedaka, stavim meshorim. I mean, you're not allowed to look at ra. Omer kibaravo, it's talking about is someone who says, she'enu mistaka b'nashim b'sha'ashom dotalakvisa. That he will not look at women when they're doing the wash. Says the Gemara, what's so special about that? I mean, if Lamaisa, he had a way to avoid that, he could dark achrina. But he has to walk through the red light district. He could have walked anywhere. So I mean, then he's a Russian. Even if he doesn't look, I mean, what does he have to expose himself to something that Lamaisa maybe will make him look? So if he's putting himself in a sakana. And if leka darkachrina, so then he's an honest. What's he supposed to do? I mean, he has no money. He has to get home. How's he supposed to get home if he doesn't walk? This is the only road he's got. So what do you want from him? Says the Gemara, inachinami lolem de leka darkachrita. That's the whole point that the Navi's saying. This guy is super good. He's a absolute eilech tzedakas. Because even though lemaisa he had to walk by, but nonetheless, afilo hakim by leleminis nafshe. He nonetheless had to with great difficulty, avert his gaze so that he wasn't looking at them. That's not normal. So that's considered to be a special darga that the Navi is defining.
Right, so if he did walk that way, he would be allowed to look?
Yeah, that's what is being corrected. You look where you're going, obviously. Except that this person is a different, Ilach Sadaka is a different Mishari. He's more careful. Well, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Benoah. Lamaisa, we're going to get now into a lot of issues that revolve on Rabbi Benoah. We're only bringing this up because Rabbi Yochanan brought this Maimer Lagabi Shutafim from Rabbi Benoah. So once we brought it up, we'll bring now other aspects of Rabbi Benoah. Rabbi Yochanan asked him, Chaluk Shal Tamidei Chachamim Ketzad. Remember, in those days, there were two basic begadim. One was a gown, type of extended undershirt, so which covered top and bottom. There's no pant at all, not underpant, not overpant. It's just like a skirt, but it went from the top to the bottom. And then on top of that, you had your jacket, the maktorin, covered over what we would view as an undershirt. So what would be the chaluk itself? How Rashbam learns, how long is the chaluk? It's long enough so that if you're barefoot, you wouldn't be able to see your skin. And the mice is very problematic. And a lot of the acronym ask on the Rashbam, but there's others who learn like the Rashbam, that Lamaisa we find in a lot of places, you're not supposed to walk around barefoot anyway. First thing you're supposed to, I mean, a chamor doesn't have to, the first thing you do is you're supposed to have shoes. So you have to say, at a time that he's Yachev, says the Rashbam, why would he be Yachev? Is he going to walk around without shoes? Was he hippie?
What did it say at
that? It should be long enough so that when you look at him, you wouldn't see his naked feet. He doesn't have naked feet.
Oh, even the feet.
Yeah. Even the feet.
Maybe he's right above the sandals. Maybe.
That's what the Rashbam says. I'm saying what the Rashbam says. They ask the Rashbam. It says he covers his legs when he's going Yachev. He can't see his feet. Okay. Some say maybe it's for Tisha B'Av, the days that he goes. Or in his home, he could come out without shoes. Okay. Lamaisa, the Rambam, clearly has a completely different shot. He learns that it means what material do you use to make a chaluk. So he says it can't be such fine material. He brings the pishtan in Mitzrayim that is so thin that you can see right through it. So the chaluk of a Talmud Chacham, even though Lamaisa it's covered by his jacket, but the shirt that he wears, is, again, what we would call an undershirt or sort of a nightgown, is thick enough that you don't see through it. That's all that it's talking about. Nothing to do with the length. And how about the talit? Again, talit doesn't mean talit for prayers. It says, it's beged elyon. So the talit of the Talmud Chacham Ketzah, kol she'in chalukah nireh mitachtav tefa. Which, again, obviously, we don't... We also don't walk outside in an undershirt. You would cover an undershirt.
Why are we talking about this?
Because it's Rabbi Benoah. He introduced
this. Yes, I understand that, but the question remains.
We began with the discussion of tzniut.
Oh.
So the Tamanei Chachamim are more tzanuah in their clothing. Shulchan shel Talmid Chacham Ketzah. Now remember that the shulchan in those days was a serving, what we would call a serving table. So it had a little hook, ring on one end. You would hang it up on the wall, and then you would put it on top of a folding legs, and set it down, and cover part of it with a tablecloth. So
for individuals,
your individual serving tables. So it would be shnei shlish gedil u'shlish geloy, be two thirds covered with a tablecloth. Gedil is a rather poetic way, similar to tzitzit. It's like a braid. It's really big. We're calling it a braid because it's woven. There's a tablecloth. Two-thirds should be covered with a tablecloth. And one-third, the outside third, should be uncovered because you don't want to get dirty. He's very careful at eating clean. So therefore, anything that could spill, so the karot, the yerek, that's all in the part that's not covered with the tablecloth. It allows the tablecloth itself to remain clean where he's eating. And also, the taba'at, which is the ring with which it's hung up on the wall when you finish, is mi bachutz. It's not in front of him, it's in back of him, so it doesn't get in the way. Says the Gemara, I thought it says in a brighter taba'ato mi bifni. Why does it say mi bachutz? No, lokash, adika yenuka, adalaka yenuka. When it's talking about where you got your kids sitting on your lap, what he's going to do, he's going to pull the whole thing down if you have the taba'at inside, so then clearly that's not a good idea, he's going to put it outside. Or it could be neither case is talking about where you're feeding your child, but it's it depends if there's a waiter. If there's a waiter, it's not a good idea to leave the tabat b'chutz because the waiter will bump into. It's also not good. It's easier for you to be careful, even though it's going to be mamayit, the area where you eat. So, I mean, it's a little funny to have the tabat facing you, but it's better than having it bumped into by the waiter when he walks by. Or you know what? It could be, both cases are talking about there's a waiter. The question is, how good is the lighting, you know? I'll be a mama, I'll be light. If it's at night, the waiter's going to bump into it. That's a disaster. If it's in the daytime, let him be careful. What do you need to have in front of him?
And what's the mile of having the room on the inside and outside?
It's rather, the mile is not sneers. The mile is convenience. If the ring is in front of him. Yep. So it could be sometimes. I mean, the ring itself will get dirty. But the passage of the circuit is that it's just a shaila of how to be effective. Remember that effectiveness is a fundamental din and deus. Not a fundamental. According to Rambam, it's the fundamental. Because it's the Aristotle golden mean. It's entirely in terms of efficiency. That's how he arrived at the golden mean. Since Bria is meant to be effective, intelligence is meant to be effective. That's the point of intelligence. Otherwise, you do everything random. So therefore, you need to think out what is the most effective way of doing things. That's how all of your deus are supposed to be defined. So this way, there's no wastage. That's the golden mean.
It's calibrated to make you the most efficient possible.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
not efficient in an economic way.
Efficient
in terms of using intelligence to disallow randomness. So if somebody's going to bump into something, that's random. You use your intelligence to prevent that kind of thing. Obviously, if your child's going to pull it down, so then that's worse. So it's better to allow the randomness. And so on. I mean, that's the getter of Talmid Chachamim, is that you don't take things for granted. You're an intelligent human being. Act intelligently. So that itself is a getter of sinners. In a different sense. It's part of the overall hanhoga of Talmid Chachamim. It's not, tsanua means I don't let things flow out into an area where they don't belong. It's essentially what tsena is, right? When you eat less. That's called tsena, the years of tzimtzum. It's called tsena, even in modern Hebrew. It's the same idea. None wasted, just tsena. Sorry? Yeah, that's for sure, but I mean, we're talking about over here what you do about it, not what you roe. But that's true. The awareness, making sure that you're aware, is a sign of intelligence. Right? I mean, to somebody who's aware, it drives them crazy when they see people doing things that are. It's obviously that this is going to end up in a disaster. But I mean, your mom drives you nuts. She's somebody, why are you doing that? You know what's going to happen. Nah, it never happens. Of course it happens, just not today. You know? Don't try to tell your kids, you know. Yeah. Now, Shalama Oretz, how are you talking about the way an Ama Oretz eats? That's like, he thinks he's basically at a barbecue, you know. So he's got all the hot pots on the table, you know, they spill all over the place. So it's like a Midura, and then he's got Kiderot Makifotota. It's a slob, that's all. So he's not concerned about anything. How about your bed? Talmud Chacham's bed doesn't have junk under it. It's got his sandalim, b'yamot hachama, or it's got his minalim, b'yamot hageshamim. Rashi, Grada, and Saita explains that those are the things that you're using. So you take them off at night, put them under your bed, so you'll fall over them. But over here, the Rashi Brahm explains just the opposite, the things that you're not using. So sandalim are used. But there's two esberim in minalim versus sandalim. Not if they're open or closed, because then this would be a little weird. The thing to use, bimot ha-geshamim, doesn't seem to be the sandals. But rather, all things were built the same way, which is essentially open, partially open. The question is whether it was a hard leather or a soft leather. So the hard leather won't be damaged by the water and sand. Therefore, it was roy. The sandalim were ru'uyim for the imot ha-geshamim. Therefore, imot ha-chama, you could store them under your bed. That's how the Rashba understands it. But shalom aretz? And amaretz's bed looks like a machsan. So it's domela otzer bolus. Anything that didn't fit anywhere else, he throws it under his bed. So what's so terrible? What's so terrible about that? Yeah. So Rashi writes, what's wrong about that is that then people need constant access to your bed. And that's already not sanua. People walk in to get things out. And this is your private bedroom. So a bed should be a welcome to privacy. That's how he understands it. Lamais, obviously, there's other issues. The other issue is ruach ra'ah. If he puts things under his bed, this the Rashbam brings over here also. Puts things under his bed. He puts pots and food there under the bed. The food under the bed is already, the Gemara says, a ruach ra'ah sheiran food that's under a bed. According to some Meshitas in the Achrenim, it's even also to eat. So it's certainly not appropriate for an intelligent thinking person to keep things like that under his bed. And so, comes out according to this, that each Ibois Ema extends the amount of detailed awareness you have to put into your planning over here. In other words, if it's the date, I get to the ultimate. Oh, what's the likelihood that the waiter's going to bump into the ring? It depends on the lighting. So everything has to be taken into consideration, right? There's no standard. It's beautiful.
What's the golden mean?
The golden mean, you have to know if his day is. Rambam describes the golden mean.
The middle path.
There's a machlokas over here about this Tana Golem, which I mentioned earlier. According to Tosfos earlier, Tosfos actually brings a raya from this sugya that the Ne'ila, Kol Shehu, Godar Parat No'al, actually refers to Ne'ila, simple Ne'ila, locking the door. That must be the pshat in the Tana Golem. Because otherwise, what would be the chazak that we're talking about over here? Puts it into the house. If he puts it into the house, that's not the same type of thing. It must be that he closes the door in order to be shame in it. The Rashbam, remember, learns that Ne'ila is dafka, actually putting in a lock, not closing a door. Because he finds that Shemira would only be similar to Mavriyat Ari, and therefore it wouldn't be Cain. Elo devarim sheyesh lem chazaka ve'elo devarim she'en lem chazaka haya ma'amid be'ma b'chatzer tanur rechayim kirayim or v'gadu tarnegolim or noten zivalo b'chatzer eina chazaka aval hasamech itzalavim tor govo asarat rachim or it does the same for tanur kirayim rechayim or ichlis tarnegolim netoch habayit v'yasamakom zivalo amok shloshom govo shlosha v'en arizu chazaka. Maishla Resha, Maishla Seifa, Omar Ula, Kol Shilu, Benechse Hager Kana, Benechse Havero Kana, Kol Shilu, Benechse Hager Lokana, Benechse Havero Lokana, Maskevar of Sheches, what? Klolo, the best cases are near the Benechse Hager Kana, Benechse Havero Lokana, and then there's the biggest case of all, is Achilat Perot, which is the essential Chazok of Benechse Havero Kana, and Benechse Hager Lokana. We're talking about a chotzer hashutafim askinan. We're over there by amada kedi lo kapte, whereas amachitza kapte. Uba amada kedi lo kapte. Vatznan hashutafim shenadru anahazem izeh asurim nekanes lechotzer. Elom Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, hocha berchava shelo chorei abatim askinan. Dui haamada kedi lo kapte, amachitza kapte. Papa amar, idi vidi bechotzer hashutafim. Ike de kapte vide lo kapte. So gabi mamona lukula gabi sur lukumra. Ravino amar liolam lo kapte. Except that doesn't make any difference when it comes to Nadorim because of money. Rabbi Yezer, he de Tanya. Rabbi Yezer, omer afilo vitura sur bumudarana. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Benoa. Bakor shetafim akvim zetzer chutz bin akvisa. She in dar kancha benot Yisrael id bazot alanar. Va otsem enav mir od bera. What's he supposed to do? Onosu. At least the tefach. Obviously, more the better, huh? Shulchan shel tamid chachamim ketzer. Shnei shlish gedil, shlish geloi. And in that geloi part, alef karot v'yerek, en tabatomi b'chutz, v'tanya tabatomi b'fnim, Mina limia bata geshamin, veshalama arz domela otzer baluz.